not so.
Calgary.
Just a moment. I hear people wanting something.
What's up? This is Eddie Vedder from the band Pearl Jam.
Hi, this is Beck.
This is Gavin Rossdale of the band Bush.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.
In 1994, Oasis arguably became the biggest band in England with their debut Definitely Maybe. In 1995, their follow-up arguably made them the biggest band in the world.
I've met this girl in America. When we would meet, she would say, hey, what's the story, Morning Glory? Right? Now, I don't know what the hell it ever meant. And I was talking to some American journalists yesterday, and I said, what does it mean? They're like, well, I've never heard it before. And I was like, well, I thought it was like an American, like, top of the morning to you. You know what I mean? Something like that. I shoehorned it into that tune. Why it's ended up as the title of the album, I don't know.
That's Noel from a Track by Track 25th anniversary video the band put together 5 years ago. It's on YouTube if you want to check it out. After almost breaking up on their first American tour, Oasis didn't waste much time getting back in the studio. The result was an album that was significantly different from the first. Not as heavy, with a bit more mainstream appeal, which wasn't exactly following the plan. You'd need to actually have a plan to follow the plan.
Some might say was out. We'd had our first number one, and if there was any plan, it would have been, let's keep it going. But there was no big sonic, now I'm gonna shift it this way, or we're gonna do it that way, or we're gonna make a more rounded record. I had some songs. I had enough for a record. And the ones that I hadn't finished, I was going to finish them off in the studio. I was just getting in there and doing it, you know.
Tonight's iconic album is What's the Story, Morning Glory.
Yeah.
The first single off the album, some might say, gave Oasis their first number one, but it was the third single that made them an absolute juggernaut. Released on October 30th, 1995, it was a top 10 hit in 15 countries, spent a then unprecedented 10 weeks at number one on the U.S. modern rock charts. It was the first song from the 90s to hit a billion streams on Spotify. Not Smells Like Teen Spirit, not Enter Sandman, not Everlong, not Even Flow, not something from the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC or Britney Spears. Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how.
wild having those two tracks back to back. Noel said he wanted to sing at least one of Wonderwall or Don't Look Back in Anger on the album because he knew those were the hits. And he's reminded every night.
I've done gigs where I've gone to sing the first line and just given up. And the entire crowd has sang it from start to finish. It's like a mad, that song is mad. It's mad. I don't even, why? Who knows? It's just got the magic.
That magic might be a bit of Beatles influence.
On the Definitely Maybe tour, a guy that was working for us in New York for our record company had a brother who had a cassette of John Lennon in conversation in the Dakota building just before he died. And in that cassette, John Lennon says the words, was the effect of, and then they'll tell you that the brains you'd had have gone to your head. And that line stuck with me, and I thought, I will die if I don't shoehorn that into a song somehow. That line always stuck with me, which is why the piano chords from Imagine are at the beginning as a nod to that.
Just don't ask him who Sally is. He still hasn't figured that part out.
I'm not afraid to
this without a Gallagher fight story? Of course not. The recording of What's the Story, Morning Glory didn't take that long. Except for the fight in the middle.
When we agreed to do this, I was saying to Marcus, tell him, give us a bit of the backstory. And he said, you're booked in for 6 weeks and you finished it in three. And one of those weeks you had off because you'd had a massive fight.
Yeah.
And we worked out, I think it was 12 working days. We were doing a track a day.
We did a track
which
a day.
Is
amazing.
Insane.
Noel was putting in long days. They were originally going to play together live like they did with Definitely Maybe, but that only worked with the song Roll With It because that's the only song they'd actually played together before. This time around, Noel would play the song on an acoustic guitar to a click track and bring in each band member when needed to play their part. And when they weren't needed...
Be like, right, bass, him with the bass quicks, me, him with the guitar, he'd do his overdubs, he'd come in and sing. It was really quick and all of it. I remember that really quick session, song after song, you know. It's just...
That's because there was, like, loads of pubs in town that we heard that were good, you know what I mean? It was like, get in there and f***ing smash it out and then f***ing pub. For some, we just loved being in the pub.
And one night, Noel had enough.
When the eventual fallout happened, Liam had brought a load of idiots back from the local village, and I'm like, well, I'm here to make a record, which I haven't actually written yet. So if you want to do that kind of, do it somewhere else. Don't do it here.
Liam had a different take.
He's always been a bit like that, you know what I mean? What are you doing, bringing people back when we're working? And I get it, you know what I mean. But my argument would be, what are you doing, taking 900 takes to do one guitar riff when you should be the but with me. Do you know what I mean?
Things were broken, feelings were hurt, recording stopped, but only for a week. What's the Story, Morning Glory was released on October 5th, 1995 to lukewarm reviews. It was called a disappointment, that it was inferior to Definitely Maybe. Reviewers thought both the lyrics and composition were unoriginal. Fans thought differently. Morning Glory sold a record-breaking 345,000 copies in its first week in the UK before going on to spend 10 weeks at number one on the UK album charts. It went 16 times platinum and was the best-selling album of the decade in the United Kingdom. It was also their breakthrough in North America, being certified 4 times platinum in the U.S. and selling over 22 million copies worldwide. The release started with a feud with Blur and ended with them being the biggest band in the world, at least for a little while.
Bye.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Here is the official definition.
It's like a $9.99 casino buffet.
Something for everybody.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
This is Robert Smith of The Cure.
Hi, this is Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.